transing the little ones. The culture is mainlining poison into the veins of children, and no one is protecting them. As parents facilitate the poisoning of their own children and post their crimes on YouTube, no one can rescue the little ones. The perverse cross-dressing antics of preteen boys like Desmond the Amazing and Lactatia are facilitated by their parents, who parade them around like freaks for the amusement of adults who attend drag queen events. Immersed in depravity, these little boys are robbed irrevocably of their innocence, and there's no one left to protect them. Lactatia, whose real name is Nemus Quinn Melanson Golden, is a 10-year-old boy who started dressing and performing in drag at 8 years old when he watched RuPaul's drag show with his mother's blessing. In the service of advancing his career as a drag queen, Lactatia takes voguing classes. For those uninitiated in the ways of drag queens, voguing is the exaggerated, effeminate strutting, sashaying, and arm flailing that characterize drag queen performances and were popularized by Madonna. Lactatia hopes to be a drag queen for his entire life and believes it, quote, should be an all-ages thing, end quote. His mother, Jessica Melanson, supports his goals. If you go to this article online, you can watch a video of Lactatia at a RuPaul drag queen convention asking attendees if they are followers of his, which he calls lactators, as he touches his chest. And in another YouTube video made for an Elle magazine interview with Lactatia and his mother, he is surprised by a visit from adult drag queen Vivacious, who offers him performance tips. Wendy Lou Napolese, another feckless perversion-facilitating mother, supports her 10-year-old son Desmond in his drag queen aspirations. His drag queen persona, Desmond the Amazing, first came to the public's attention in 2015 when he marched, or rather vogued, in the New York City Pride Parade to the cheers of the sick crowd. A video of his unfortunate performance went viral and his career as an exploited child transvestite took off. He now has an Instagram account on which he posts photos of himself in drag, as well as a Facebook page that has no normal little boy photos. He recently announced his plans for a virtual club that will be a, quote, positive, encouraging, and safe online community for all drag kids to connect with one another, end quote. Does anyone believe a fifth grader would, on his own, come up with such an idea? In a June 2017 interview in the homosexual Out magazine about Desmond's, quote, premature fabulousness, end quote, Desmond's mom, who admits to taking him to the New York City Pride Parade every year since he was about 4 or 5, and to buying his drag outfits for him, said she has known for a long time that Desmond is homosexual. In another Out magazine interview in October 2017, Ms. Napolese claims Desmond's first crush at age 7 was Jinx Monsoon, an adult drag queen he saw on RuPaul's drag show. Yes, the same show that introduced drag to Lactatia. Do 7-year-old boys have crushes on anyone? Not quite a month ago, Desmond appeared on 3 episodes of the YouTube show called PU, which is described as a, quote, stinky sit-down comedy talk show satire, end quote, hosted by 2 homosexuals, one of whom is 51-year-old Michael Alleg. Alleg was the premier club kid in the 1980s and 90s, who, in 2014, was released from prison after serving 18 years for murdering, dismembering, and throwing the dismembered body of his friend, Andre Angel Melendez, in the Hudson River. This month's Rolling Stone magazine profiles Alleg's pathetic attempt to return to the club scene following the end of his parole in December, and I quote, "No more house inspections or pesky curfews. Alleg is back trying to regain the fabulousness he lost while locked up. Alleg truly believes that nightlife is still his calling," end quote. In this episode, which you can view if you go to this article online, Alleg and homosexual co-host Eric Glam ask Desmond about his pink lace and bejeweled hand mirror. Desmond describes it as his Richie Rich mirror, following which Alleg and Glam start smirking and bantering about Richie Rich. No, not the Richie Rich a little boy should be talking about. They were talking about former club kid and fashion designer, homosexual Richie Rich. Wearing silver girls' sandals and a tiara, Desmond appears in a video, which you can access online in this article, for Refinery 29, quote, a media and entertainment company that helps women see, feel, and claim their power, end quote, to talk about his life philosophy and fashion. Not so long ago, parents would likely have lost custody of their children for doing the things these mothers are doing. Today, they're celebrated by many on the left. It's hard to take seriously the moral outrage of leftists over the abuse of adult women by adult men, you know, the Me Too campaign, when they say nothing about this kind of egregious and very public abuse of children. It would be better for him to have a millstone hung around his neck and to be thrown into the sea than to cause one of these little ones to stumble.